Exactly. He didn't even guard. If anything, I'm double teaming Taylor and somebody else should
make sure. So it is what it is. To me, Brooklyn can still win that series. They should win that series.
They could. It's just those are the things that's like, you can't give up a game. Like, when Kyrie has a game like that, you gotta win that game. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm not worried
it's
about?
It's like when KD dropped 55 and they lost.
But you know why I'm not worried about that, though, man? Because we see Kyrie in a 7-game series. You gonna give you 5 games like that, bro. You gonna give you 5 out of 7, bro. And to me, I'm fine with that because I know that KD ain't gonna have another bad game like this. He's human, and he may not be at KD's level or God level, but he's not gonna have another game like this.
There's, I think McBride said there's like a stat where like when KD and Kyrie combine for over 60 points, they gotta lose a record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it ain't like it's guaranteed. Like even if they both go off, they ain't have that guarantee to win.
But nothing is guaranteed. But I know this, that as good as Jaylen Brown is, offensively, he's not on the stratosphere of KD and Kyrie. On the stratosphere. Jason Tatum, he can smell that air. But nobody else on that Celtics team can give them buckets like that when they need them.
I was going to say, it's funny that Marcus Smart was defensive player of the year, but that nigga was getting his ass busted by
Kyrie. Kyrie was busted, but nobody can guard
him. I'm just saying, but like,
the best defender on Kyrie is Drew. And nobody else. Everybody else, Kyrie be torching him. Now, sometimes, you know, you get a block. I see John Morant block Kyrie. Of course, you know, Kyrie a little dude, but at the end of the day, when we're talking like lockdown, there's not a lot of dudes. However, did y'all see the bust down that Philly gave to Toronto? The score?
It was a bad game. Did Scottie get hurt too?
I don't even know. When I started watching it, all I know is Joel Embiid couldn't miss.
Well, they whooped their ass tonight again.
Huh?
The Sixers beat their ass tonight again, I think almost by 20.
Yeah, it was up like almost 30.
But how it looks nice. Is it 4-0?
Yes.
No. Is it 4-3? Is it 4?
Hey, you get Doc Rivers 3 up. That nigga gonna lose his song.
Here's the thing. When I watch them play, right? And this is why I think it's definitely going to be a sweep or a gentleman sweep.
Mm.
And they don't have shit for Embiid, bro. Like, they can't do nothing.
That's obvious. That's nobody in the playoffs.
Well, some teams do. Or you can do things to stifle him and stymie him. But they don't have shit for Embiid. I don't care if they double team. Embiid was hitting fadeaways on double teams from three, from the post. They couldn't do shit with him. James Harden doesn't have to score to beat this team. He can just be a playmaker.
That's not a good thing to say.
No, against this team. We're not talking the whole playoffs, man. We're talking the matchups. In this matchup, James Harden doesn't have to score, and Tyrese Maxey is stepping the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this. They did all that to get James Harden. They didn't get all that just to say Tyrese Maxey needs to step up. James Harden didn't show up in every series of the year.
Well,
the
audibles,
I get what you're saying. They don't need to, his presence needs to be shown in every fucking series. Because he hasn't proven to anybody that he's
doing. But you're relegating him to solely scoring points, and his impact on the game is much more than that.
I'm just saying, I need to see a big impact, superstar impact.
But that's what I'm telling you.
And see how superstar on him right now.
Just because you're solely looking at points, man.
I'm looking at impact on the game.
I'm looking at impact on the game.
That blowout was big part about
this nigga. James Harden has zero turnovers. Is that not superstar? Nigga, that's CP. Only the elite level playmakers can even think about having a game like that, bro. That nigga had, 12 assists, 14 assists, and no turnovers? You're going to stand here bold-faced and tell me that's not superstar impact.
I'm saying this. When we was at that press conference after that game, who was like that game ball? Maxie was out here sweating, talking about something. I don't care. He talked to Philly fans like, look, man, I don't give a fuck about what we did. It's all about the next game. They asked James, how did you help Maxie do his thing? They ain't talking about what he did. Ain't nobody saying you got zero turnovers. Good job. Fuck all that shit. You've been posting in the chat for months talking about some
man, James Harden.
He said James Harden is the most prolific scorer. He do all this. He came over there to do all that, to bring that those talents he has to this team.
Let me ask you something.
He did not come here to be glorified Rondo.
But that's what makes him special, that he can get all them buckets and he can get the misses. That's
what buckets he get?
What buckets did he get last game?
What did he have, like 16, 18, something like that?
He ain't doing all that much.
That's what I'm saying. That's
offensively. Max is getting off.
Maxey's getting off, but somebody still has to be a playmaker on that team.
I'm not disagreeing with you,
but. And then the other thing is this. When I saw this stat, I said, okay, this is kind of crazy. But James Harden has made more free throws than field goals in his career, which is good. This man's made like 7,200 free throws versus like 6,900 made field goals.
Philly just, they beat Toronto handsomely. Mm-hmm. That's what Ken said. Who do you think got more points in this game? Harden or Maxey?
Oh, man, I watched the game.
Oh, you watched the game?
Yeah.
Who got more rebounds that game, Harden or Maxey?
I don't know.
Maxey. Who got more assists that game, Harden or Maxey?
Maxey played more.
So,
Maxey played more.
Maxey, okay.
Is any
better Maxey field goal percentage? Who are we going with?
I'm just
saying, like, Harden got 14-6-6, going 3-for-9. Maxey got 23-9-8, going 8-for-11.
Bro, they ain't paying him all that shit. They ain't doing all that shit to get this goofy ass nigga giving custodian numbers.
Nick, all I know is this, is that this team goes as far as if B takes him.
Look like Maxey.
Last game?
No.
He looked better than the first
game. Oh, okay, that's what I'm saying.
Come on.